Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So I'm broadcasting all the way today from Steamboat Bay in Alaska, just outside Ketchikan. It's about a half an hour float plane all the way from Ketchikan out here. We're on an island. We're here to go fishing, and I'm here with Randy Garn from Scipio. But we're here with Joe Polish from the Genius Network. I'm going to let Randy, because you guys have known each other a long time, I'm going to let Randy explain who Joe Polish is.
Joe Polish is, honestly, one of the most awesome humans on the planet Earth because he's the biggest giver. And a lot of people in business don't understand the law of reciprocity as much as Joe Polish does. I've known him since 2004. He started the Genius Network that I've been a part of, and it's been one of the best private invitation-only clubs I've ever been a part of for CEOs and just amazing humans.
All right, let's talk about it, Joe. Yeah, what is the Genius Network that I am now feeling like I should be part of?
Well, it's a tribe of tribal leaders. It's just a place where...
Wait a sec. That was good. A tribe of tribal leaders.
That's where the last
one. Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, so I seek out people that are industry transformers that are either the very best in the world or one of the best in the world in their category. And I curate and facilitate amazing discussions on how to be a better entrepreneur.
Tell us the Joe Polish story. Where did you come from?
Well, I came from a pretty hardcore background growing up. I mean, mother died when I was four, moved every 2 years my entire childhood because my father was, you know, brokenhearted. I had a lot of physical, sexual, and mental abuse as a kid that led to me being a drug addict between the ages of 16 to 18 years old, which now today also one of my passion projects. Half my time is spent not just on entrepreneurial activities, but on helping people that are struggling with addiction. And so one of my core missions is to change the global conversation about how people view and treat addicts with compassion instead of judgment and find the best forms of treatment that have efficacy and share those with the world. And so my entrepreneurial endeavors that I do at Genius Network, I think any problem in the world can be solved with the right Genius Network, not just business problems, but all kinds of global problems. And so I utilize Genius Network in order to solve a lot of issues. And one of my core issues is the field of addiction recovery, because it's just done so wrong in the way we treat people. Now, that was sort of a little bit of a tangent. Once I got sober from literally being a drug addict, I started a small carpet cleaning business. And I was struggling. I was dead broke. I didn't know what to do, but I didn't want to go work for somebody. And so I literally learned marketing because I needed to eat. I needed to survive. And so I studied immensely about how do you actually sell something that nobody wants to buy. And I had to figure out how to successfully sell something nobody wanted to buy.
That's called being an entrepreneur.
Of course, yeah. Entrepreneurs make it up and then make it real. I mean, you know, the original definition of entrepreneur actually was coined by John Baptiste Say in 1804 as the first recorded use of the word entrepreneur. And he said an entrepreneur is an individual that takes resources from a lower level of productivity to a higher level. And so I just needed to take my marketing skills to a higher level because I was a good person. I cared. I did a good job, but I didn't know how to get people to hire me. You know, and I realized there's no relationship between being good and getting paid. Sometimes there is if supply and demand is on your side, but you could be the nicest, most caring person in the world, and that doesn't translate to people are going to hire you. But there's a huge relationship between being a good marketer, and getting paid. And the way that I define marketing is it's storytelling. You know, think of selling as influence. Think of marketing as storytelling. You know, selling is what you do when you're on the phone or face-to-face with somebody, and marketing is what you do to get someone on the phone or face-to-face with you properly positioned so by the time they talk to you or one of your team members, they're pre-interested, pre-motivated, pre-qualified, and predisposed to do business with you. And so I learned marketing to figure out how do I position myself so I don't have to sell my services based on price. And I actually fell in love with this whole concept of like, wow, you could use words to persuade people to want to hire you and think of you differently in advance. So I think of marketing as selling in advance.
You know what? I love what you said. Entrepreneurs are people that make it up and then make it real. If you don't make it real, then you've got a problem. A problem I have is I have to take a commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We're talking to Joe Polish, the Genius Network. I'm Alan Taylor, Randy Garns right here. And we are in Alaska on an island. And today I caught a 25-pound king salmon. And that was pretty freaking awesome. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back to Steamboat Bay, Alaska. Yes, an island in the middle of nowhere, literally. And we had to take an airplane to get here, and then an airplane that has, you know, floats on it to get here because we landed in the water. Joe Polish does things a little differently, which I happen to love. I mean, we're going fishing with all these different men and one gal, mm-hmm. part of the Genius Network, and Randy Garn, Scipio here. And I know you wanted to ask a question to Joe Polish.
Well, yeah, Joe and I have known each other for a long time, but what I've learned from Joe is, just like you said, the better you market, the less you have to sell. And the better you serve, the less you have to sell. There's been so many times that I've been a part of the Genius Network. Like, sometimes I'll get a call from Joe, and I'll be like, Randy, I just met this guy. I know you can help him out. Or he'll meet somebody, and he'll be like, dude, let me give you their phone number. He is relentlessly, like, connecting people and helping them and driving value in relationships. You know, Joe, where did you learn that from? Where did that come from?
This is basically relationship currency, but yeah.
Well, totally. Well, here's the thing. I would say me and Randy are very similar because he's a very collaborative, very reciprocal person, and I'm that way too. I think in order to be not just a great marketer, but a value creation marketer, someone that is in the relationship business, not the transaction business, you have to have a certain level of empathy, or a lot, and care about people, and you get a real joy or a real kick, even if you don't get paid for it, just by adding value to people, even if there's no money attached to it. And the funny thing is that life gives to the giver and takes from the taker. And I learned that early on, that the more collaborative that you are, and the more useful, I mean, this is not like earth-shattering, like, sort of things that people...
Wait a minute. You said something that is earth-shattering. Life gives to the giver. And that is something that is so anti-intuitive, I guess you might say, because, you know, how can I give if I don't have anything? Well, you can. You can give of yourself. You can give of something called kindness.
Yeah.
You can give of just being gracious and helpful to people. That is more valuable to some than giving them money. Money, you can damage people giving them money.
Right, yeah. Money's only one way that people get paid. Like, I have a dear friend named Dan Sullivan who founded a company called Strategic Coach, and he's a dear friend. We do a podcast together, and he talks about there's five ways you can get paid. One way you get paid in business is reward. People give you money. The second is they appreciate you. Another way is they refer you. Another way is they utilize you. And the fifth way is it enhances you. It makes you a better person. So when I pursue relationships and business deals and stuff, I look at all of the different ways to get paid. I love money. There's a lot of things that money can do that lack of money creates all kinds of problems.
I don't know if you love money, because they say the love of money is the root of all evil. I think you like having money. And we say love, so we have to be careful about saying how we love something, because to me, I love a human being. Mm-hmm. I maybe even love my dog or my cat, an animal, but I don't love things. You know what I mean? I just want to drill in a little.
What I mean by love and money is that, you know, people say money can't buy happiness. Well, first off, that's silly, because I just caught
a 25-pound salmon today.
Yeah. So I mean, you know.
You're smiling so hard.
I know.
You know, they say money can't buy happiness, but poverty can't buy shit. So, I mean, you know, the bottom line is you can do a lot with money if you use it in the right way, if you utilize it in the right way. But if your only pursuit of money is just money, then it's very empty.
And maybe I cut you off before you were about to say that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a context of how you use it. I mean, and people that say money can't buy happiness, even if they themselves are not happy, you know, they've not given enough of it away, because there's a lot of people that have been in real trouble, that couldn't afford medical care, that had something happen to their children, that didn't have the financial means, and there's many things that I and others have been able to facilitate that have made them very happy because they were struggling. So money is a tool like anything else.
Exactly.
And it's how you
use it. I do love my tools, I must say. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
With all your cars and all that.
Yeah.
No, but the thing is, you know, I've never woken up in the morning and hit an alarm clock and piles of money were there, because they'll say time is money. Well, it's relationships are money.
Yeah.
And so the stronger that you develop relationships, that's where almost all business opportunity opportunities and progress are going to be made. You know, it's through people. And so I tend to hang out with people like Randy because I like very collaborative people. And what we do with Genius Network is I really try to facilitate a group of givers, not takers. And so one of the things that's very hard on the outside for people to understand about Genius Network is really seeing the massive amount of generosity that comes from a lot of these people. And I do have very well-known, you know, famous entrepreneurs that are Genius Network members. I mean, it's known to be the highest level marketing group in the world.
And I want to ask, so for those who want to be involved, can you be involved? You said a tribe of tribal leaders.
Yeah.
Where do they go?
They go to geniusnetwork.com and they fill out an application and we have a whole process. And if they meet a criteria of find, you know, they have to make at least $1 million a year in order to be a member of the group. And there's other criteria of where they add in their business. You know, we want people that have a, you know, great reputation that knowingly, you know, I mean, we research them. We do backgrounds. We do all kinds of stuff. And the beauty of it, though, is that most of the members that come into Genius Network are referred by other members because they already know the type of group. And so, therefore, it's just a pretty, you know, it's like a family to a lot of people.
Oh, we're talking to Joe Polish, Genius Network, here on an island where we're going to be for 3 days fishing, learning about life together, and enjoying each other's company. Entrepreneurs helping each other to be better entrepreneurs. I'm Alan Taylor. It is Entrepreneur Weekly, and we're going to be right back with more of Joe Polish.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And we're back here in Alaska with Joe Polish, and he is the the founder of something called the Genius Network. I'm also here with Randy Garn from Scipio, and I met Randy. We did a business and burgers together in Utah at the Scipio headquarters, and we became great friends. And then now I find that he knows Joe Polish for a long time. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to meet this guy. I've been watching him. I followed him before I even knew you. And now I'm finding that there's a new friend in my life. But I want to know more about the Genius Network and what it's about so people understand, you know, if they want to get involved. Yeah. You know, give us a little deeper talk on that.
Well, you know, I've always been a big pursuer of trying to get an edge. And so I've read over 1,000 books. I've attended a lot of seminars. I've created an enormous amount of content. So back in 2006, really, I wanted to create the group in a way that what would I want to attend? Like, who are the type of people I'd want to hang out with? What are the topics? What are the discussions? And my philosophy is don't be a sage from the stage, be a guide on the side. So how could I actually facilitate people that are real geniuses, that have capabilities, skills, methods, processes, and ways of going about building and growing a business, that if you brought these people together and they all were collaborative and they all shared their very best stuff, then it would be helpful. So that's what Genius Network was. And I was only going to do it with 20 people and, you know, $25,000 a person, because that's what the fee is to be a Genius Network member. And so it became one of my favorite things that I do. And it's funny, and this will sound weird, but I would even do it if I didn't get paid for it. But the challenge is if I didn't charge for it, it wouldn't work, because if people don't pay, they don't pay attention. So the amount of investment that someone makes in Genius Network is just sort of the qualifier. But once that happens, things that happen in the room, the real emphasis right now is to help people build a better entrepreneur. Just how do you become a better entrepreneur? And it's not just about building a better business. It's about being a better human. It's about taking a look at your health, taking a look at addictions. Like, are you a workaholic? Because workaholism is a respectable addiction. You know, are you getting enough sleep? You know, are you putting up with messes? And, you know, one of the things that successful entrepreneurs deal with are success traps, because getting out of a success trap is harder than getting out of a failure trap, because they're in things that may be making them a lot of money, but they don't see their kids and they don't have happy marriages and it makes their life miserable. So we focus on building a better entrepreneur. And the way that I explain the marketing aspects of it is you can either have an elf business that does marketing that's easy, lucrative, and fun, or you can have a half business, which is hard, annoying, lame, and frustrating. Sometimes it could be hard, annoying, lucrative, and frustrating. So when people come to Genius Network, we focus a lot on elf, you know, easy, lucrative, and fun. We focus on things like not learning, but unlearning. Like, people are going to learn a ton when they come to Genius Network. They're going to learn about the best conversion processes. You're going to learn how to hire people. They're going to learn how to, you know, do social media. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they will learn, but unlearning is more important than learning. Your not-to-do list is more important than your to-do list. One elegant idea is worth more than 1,000 semi-good ideas. So we focus on elegant ideas, elegant solutions, and we do it with other people that already have been there, done that. And when these people combine their skills, it's a group of unique ability achievers that creates an ever-expanding community of growth and progress and hopefully happiness. And so there's lots of cool stuff that happens at Genius Network, but I just wanted the club that I wanted to belong to, and I created it, and people love it.
So here's the deal. We're going to be interviewing a bunch of these folks on the show, and this show is nationally syndicated on radio stations around the country. It's then podcast to the Entrepreneur Network, so you can find it at entrepreneur.com, you folks listening on radio, and you're going to get to meet some very, very interesting people. Randy, you had a question.
Just as an outsider, Joe, I mean, you've got J.J. Virgin in here, Brendan Burchard, we've got Dave Asprey here with Bulletproof, and being part of the Genius Network, it's not, little things mean everything, right? Little things don't mean a lot, little things mean everything. But the Genius Network, it's well-rounded with sales, marketing. I mean, people here that teach you how to raise money. We've got guys that are New York Times best-selling authors. You've got individuals that are famous movie producers. I mean, it's not just for business. And, you know, it's actually well-rounded for life when you're a part of it, because all of these guys are trying to lift each other up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got people like, you know, Dr. Daniel Amen, who's the top brain scan psychiatrist in the world. Peter Diamandis, who's the, you know, co-founder
X-Prize,
of X-Prize. Yeah. Absolutely. You go Dan Sullivan, who's coached more successful entrepreneurs at certain levels financially than any coach in the world. You know, it's got all kinds of amazing members. You know,
I've got a really difficult question for you now, and I know this may be shocking, and I apologize, but how the hell did you find this island, Steamboat Bay?
We have one of my Genius Network members, John Raymonds, who actually invited me with a group of friends he went to MIT with last year. And we came out here. We only had 8 people. And I was like, unbelievable. See, I'm Richard Branson's largest fundraiser. So I've done 6-week-long trips to Necker Island. And I actually thought this place was cooler than Necker Island. Now, Necker Island is amazing. But I was like, oh my God. So I wanted to rent the island. And so we rented the island this year. We brought, you know, 24 people here. And so we have a combination of people that are in Genius Network, which is my $25,000 group, and then Genius X, which is my $100,000 group. And that's a whole group focused on people that really want to massively scale their marketing. And that's how we found the island. And it was through John Raymonds.
Well, there's a whole lot more to find out about this man. You now must take your own little journey, and it will be an adventure. Check out Joe Polish, geniusnetwork.com. Look him up. Look him up and down, and I think he will blow your mind. We're going to interview some of your folks here and teach the world about the Genius Network.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you having me out here. And Randy Garn, you're going to have to stay here with me, brother, because you know all these people. Randy Garn from Scipio. I'm Alan
Randy
Taylor.
He is the man.
He is the man. And we're on an island in Alaska out in the middle of nowhere catching fish. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of Bulletproof Coffee. The owner and founder of the company is Dave Asprey. And Randy Garn is here from Scipio. I'm Alan Taylor. We're on an island in Alaska doing a little fishing, a little getaway with the Genius Network, Joe Polish. Dave, tell the world about Bulletproof Coffee.
Bulletproof Coffee is something that I discovered when I used to weigh 300 pounds. And I'd worked out for 18 months, an hour and a half a day, 6 days a week, and I didn't lose any weight at all. I was strong and still fat and just felt like maybe I need to eat less. Maybe I, even though I was eating almost nothing, I need to work out even more, maybe 7 days a week. And it is this moral failing kind of mindset. And I ended up losing some of the weight and deciding I was going to figure out what was going on in my head. And I decided I was going to learn meditation from the masters. And I went to Tibet. And I'm feeling like death at 18,000 feet elevation on a place called Mount Kailash. And this little Tibetan woman gave me a bowl of yak butter tea. And I drank it, and I felt really good, way better than I had any right to feel. And I came back now, to Silicon Valley, and I came up with a recipe for Bulletproof Coffee based on that.
I'm absolutely sure that this is a joke. Is it?
That actually happened.
Yak butter tea.
It's a traditional thing they drink in the Himalayas. And
because, you know, we've been having a lot of fun out here, and I'm never sure who's telling the truth anymore. But that doesn't sound like a true story, but it is
absolute true story. That's how I came up with this. It was this idea of observing when I felt way better than I expected, yeah, and seeing if there was a cause.
Instead of having jitters, or what was it that made you feel better?
You know, I couldn't tell you why. It didn't even taste very good. I just knew that when I drank that, my brain turned on.
So what is Bulletproof Coffee?
Bulletproof Coffee evolved from that, and it's grass-fed butter instead of milk, a special kind of coffee beans that are free of the stuff that gives you the jittery crankiness in coffee, and a kind of oil called brain octane oil. And when you blend these things together, it reliably produces this mental clarity. It causes people to just not care about sugar, not have any food cravings at all, just to be done with it. You have it for breakfast, and you might decide to eat lunch, but you don't even think about the bagel at 10. And I'm down to about 11% body fat right now from a 300-pound guy. But more importantly, my brain is on. And now Bulletproof Coffee, there's been probably around 150 million cups served. And it's the top of its category at Whole Foods and many other grocery stores.
In how long?
In about 6 years. It started out as a blog. I just wrote a blog about human performance. I blogged about this because I've been a successful Silicon Valley entrepreneur. I'm actually the first guy to sell anything over the internet before there was a web browser. This long career is this entrepreneur. Fat, tired, angry, and brain fog. And I said, I got to hack this. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars hacking my own biology. And Bulletproof Coffee was one thing. It just stood out. I also opened the Bulletproof Upgrade Labs in Santa Monica. We've got $1 million worth of equipment that's only used by special forces or celebrities or pro athletes. And then just what if all of us could do something a little bit differently and get a much higher ROI?
These stories that I'm hearing from people like Dave here, they're like mind-blowing. And, you know, when you told me you weighed 300 pounds, he's like 6'4", right?
Yep.
6'4". Strong, handsome, you would never think he was ever. And then he's like, no, look at these stretch marks. He really was 300 pounds. And what do you weigh now?
I weigh today probably about 212.
And you have like changed your entire life because of coffee.
Not just coffee.
That's where it started.
It started with that. But I created a field called biohacking. And the definition that I wrote, and there's a 3,000-person conference I put on about this every year, and it's a field that's recognized now. And it's the art and science of changing the environment around you and inside of you so that you have full control of your biology. And of course, entrepreneurs are like, oh, I want that. And the deal is, your body won't do just what you want it to do. It listens to the world around you, and it, to some extent, it listens to what's going on inside of you. But if you can line those things up, it's no longer a moral failing. It's just a hardware problem. You can hack the hardware problem. You treat the body right, not by wanting to do something, not by pushing yourself in a way that doesn't actually work. You measure results and you look to get a return on investment. So if you have 40 minutes today to make yourself better, did you need to use those sleeping, which is what most entrepreneurs really need? Or did you need to go run a 10-minute mile over and over? Or did you need to meditate? Because each of those has a different amount of ROI. And guess what? If you run in a different way, you'll probably get more benefits in less time. In fact, one of the pieces of gear I use gives you 2.5 hours worth of cardio in 21 minutes. Because guess what? We're busy. We're entrepreneurs. There's always more work, no matter what we do. We could change the world even a little bit more. So the ROI you spend on self-improvement is terribly important, and getting the environment inside of you right so that you make enough energy. My last book at the New York Times Science Bestseller List. And it's all about what's going on in the brain. How do you make more energy in your body? Because that energy is how you breathe. It's how you think. It's how you hope. And it's how you show up in your business. If your energy is jacked, your business will be jacked, which is why you got to do this first. And that's the opposite of what we're wired to do as entrepreneurs.
Randy, biohacking.
I'll tell you that. I mean, I've known Dave for about 4 years. I've literally just watched him also transform. And I told him this in the hall the other day. I was like, Dave, you look younger. And so Dave's done this for himself, which is pretty awesome for an entrepreneur. It's like, show the way, know the way, and go the way. That's what real leaders do. You're a category creator. And so I'm really excited to see what happens the next 3, 5, 10 years. What do you see the next 3, 5, 10 years in this category, in this space for entrepreneurs?
people know me best for Bulletproof, and we've raised about $50 million in venture capital and in becoming a master brand in multiple spaces, which is phenomenal given that I was a fat computer hacker. That's my background. And I look at where that's going. And I also, while I do that, I have a large podcast and the authorship of books, but I have three other companies with more than $1 million in revenue. And there's one doing glasses, one doing executive brain training. And what I'm looking to do is find big, stupid things and break them. Right. And number one,
you mean hack them?
No, I mean break them, cause them to fail so something new and more successful can succeed. That's what disruption's about. So right now, my top bet there, I'm disrupting big food. We had this old idea in food that said, you know what? How cheap is it and how good does it taste? And how pretty is the sticker on it? And that's how the world works. And screw that noise. The only thing that matters after you eat food is how do you feel? And after that, how good did it taste? Because you won't eat bowls of kale and gravel and stuff because it doesn't taste good, even if you think it's good for you, right? So you have to crack that stuff. Then how convenient is it? And after that, how much does it cost? Because I think human beings are smart and that we will always be willing to spend a little bit more if we get more back when we do that. And how you feel every day, how you look in the morning, that's the most precious thing you have because you're only here for so long. I'm going to finish disrupting big food. When we're done, people are going to look at their sugar beverages and go, "What? Why would I drink that? I want something that actually makes me feel good and tastes good. I didn't lose anything. I changed the behavior just a little way." So that's the first one. And you know, I've meditated for a long time. That's why I was in Tibet, was to learn this stuff. I think we can do it faster and better with neuroscience. So let's disrupt meditation because I don't have enough time between playing with my kids, writing a book, running a company to meditate as much. 2 hours a day would be great. I don't have 2 hours a day. I got 20 minutes. How do I get the highest ROI on that? Wow. We can fix that. There's all these industries that are just so dumb. And that's what entrepreneurs are here to do. We break the dumb stuff. We disrupt it. And now, thanks to all this cool tech like the internet, we can actually spot billion-dollar businesses that are running because they're stupid, not because the people who run them are stupid, because they evolved with a bad set of assumptions. We can break them and do it right. And there's nothing more fun and more pleasurable than doing that. So I'm going to keep doing that over and over and over until I die. And get this, I'm going to live past 180 years. And that is an actual goal, and it's achievable at least partway today. And the tech is coming. I know the guy's doing it, and I'm doing stuff that is not known to do that. Randy, you've seen the changes in me. I'm getting younger. So I got a lot of time to break a lot of stuff. That's what entrepreneurs do.
Whew. We'll take a little break here. When we come back, we're going to see what kind of advice Dave has for you. And all I can say is check out Bulletproof Coffee. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
I can't stop this.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, this crazy guy named Randy Garn from Scipio says to me, "Alan, you got to go fishing with me. You're going to meet so many amazing people." I said, "I just want to go fishing." Thank you, Randy, for bringing me out here.
You're welcome, man. It's good to have you out here. You, Alan, seriously, you've been the life of the party. Like,
well,
I had
you know
no
what?
Idea.
I love
what
fishing.
Kind of just good stuff you can bring out of people.
I love people. I love entrepreneurs, and they're all here, all on this island in Alaska. Dave Asprey, you have advice, I think, for people that are hungry to learn what you just got done talking about. You want to live to 180. I wouldn't mind living to, you know, like 165. I don't know about 180. But, you know, how do we achieve this as entrepreneurs? Because entrepreneurs are stressful. It's a stressful life. And I think sometimes that takes years off your life.
Here's the first thing any entrepreneur has to believe to do something. You have to believe it's possible. So you think about this company. What am I going to do that's different? How is this possible? And if you cannot conceive of it in your mind, it is impossible. That's the first step. So here's the deal. I am going to live past 180 years old. It is going to happen. And that is in my mind, right? And I want people listening to this, what if I could? And then the next step in that is, you know what happens when you get old? 50% of people listening to this, maybe more because entrepreneurs are going to spend the last 20 years of their life not knowing their name, because that's what percentage of people get Alzheimer's disease. You know how screwed up that is? Okay, so the first thing you do now is you realize that aging is death by 1,000 cuts. So maybe you could just take a few less cuts. And when you get them, you could actually make them heal faster than they're supposed to. And what a typical entrepreneurial personality will do, you know, I'm going to start my company and I'm going to run an Ironman, right? And I'm going to fly to Japan and back in only 72 hours, all at the same time. And
you just described me, by the way.
There's a reason I used to weigh 300 pounds.
I'm 5 foot fat, so I understand.
My proof of fat photo is when I was about 23, the first time I was in Entrepreneur Magazine, and I'm wearing a double extra large t-shirt. I'm this big, fluffy-faced, fat kid.
And you were in Entrepreneur Magazine.
Yeah, a caffeine t-shirt was the first product sold over the internet, so there was an article in Entrepreneur about that. And I was like, this is like a centerfold for me, man. I'm so good. And so it's just kind of funny that we're sitting here talking about that. And I have no idea why I'm saying that to you now.
No. It was because you were talking about, you know, what you have to do to be able to hack this crazy entrepreneur way of life.
All right. So it's about that burning the candle at both ends. So when I weighed that much, I'm going to school and I'm working out, I'm doing all these things. I'm still fat, right? And I ended up making $6 million when I was 26 at the company that held Google's first servers, lost them when I was 28. And the entire time, I was getting weaker and weaker because I burned the candle at both ends. So the first thing you do is, instead of looking at stress as a good thing or a bad thing, there is such a thing as good stress. And it's called hormetic stress. And it only happens when you push yourself and then you recover. And entrepreneurs are not wired to recover ever.
This is like weightlifting. You have to stress your muscles, and you're punching a bag is good for the bones and all that. Yeah. It's good stress.
But if you do it every day, you know what happens to people who lift weights every day? Their testosterone drops and they can't sleep. And running a company is like lifting weights every day. So the first thing you do if you want to live to 180, or you just want to feel good so you don't yell at your employees and your family, is you look at not necessarily how much do I sleep, but you look at how well do I sleep and how much energy do I have during the day. So I sleep, and I measure this every night with technology. For the last 1,860 something days, I've slept 6 hours and 5 minutes a night while looking younger. And this is because I sleep like a professional. Everything in my bedroom is set up to make me sleep better. Everything I do before bed is there to make me sleep better. So you look at quality, not quantity. And that changes a lot.
Consistency over intensity.
There you go. The other thing you do is exercise less. And this is going to piss off a few people, but here's the deal.
I'm selling my gym. That's it.
You have a gym.
I do have a gym. Been there once.
Well, that might be part of the problem.
Held tight. Let me take a break. We're in Alaska today talking with Dave Osprey from Bulletproof Coffee. When we come back, Dave is going to give us some more tips on how we can make ourselves feel better. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly from Alaska.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game and
stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, entrepreneurs in Alaska today with a bunch of guys fishing. Entrepreneurs, boys behaving badly. One of them being the founder and owner of Bulletproof Coffee, Dave Osprey. We left off in the last segment, Dave, you telling us about some easy things we can do that'll make us feel better in our day-to-day lives. The first way is to exercise less. Explain.
In my last book, Headstrong, I wrote about all the different things that cause you to make more of the things that give you energy in your body. They're called mitochondria, these parts of your cells. They can be good or bad. You can have not enough. And you can turn that on. You get more of those. It's more the power to be you, which is really important. It turns out, if you walk for 20 minutes a day, even if you're on the phone, you're addressing half the problem. And if once a week you pick up real heavy stuff for 15 minutes, and maybe once a week sprint for 10 minutes till you want to throw up. That's all you have to do to activate all those things. You can do more if you really want to. You go for a hike, go for whatever, but that's it. If you think you have to go to the gym every day for an hour to be a good human, to be a good person, to be a good entrepreneur, it's actually not true. And furthermore, if you have to do that to be happy, it's because you're really stressed and you're using an exercise addiction to treat your stress. Yeah. There's better ways
another
to go with
addiction.
The stress.
Yeah.
And the second thing I'm going to tell people is you have to meditate. And there's some ways that are faster than others. You can do it with technology. There's lots of different tech I write about that does that. You can also meditate with breathing exercises. You can go to church. You can pray. You got to do something that puts you in that state. Yeah. And the other thing that is an absolutely free biohack that most entrepreneurs don't do and most humans don't do is something I do with my kids every night. Every night I say, tell me three things you're grateful for today before they go to sleep. And it's nice to do it in the morning too, but if you do it before you go to sleep, you cannot go to sleep in fight or flight mode. If it's been the worst day of your life, and God, there's nothing I'd be grateful for. You just look down and go, I'm really grateful I have both my legs. It's that simple, because gratitude is a biochemical state of the body that we can measure with electrodes on your head. And when you do that, you cannot be in that stress hormone state, and you get better sleep when you do that. So be grateful for something. Even if your company's cratering and your spouse is leaving you, it doesn't matter. You're still alive and you got something small to be grateful for. The degree, the size of it doesn't matter. You turn that thing on, and you do those three things, it matters. You might also want to eat some good stuff. You might want to eat more undamaged fats and all the stuff I've written about in my two books. But if you look at every day, you have some amount of energy. It is not finite. You can add more energy to your day. And that comes from how you sleep, how you eat, and how you move. And there are now more studies, there's more science than there's ever been in all human history about how to do that in far less time. And all that free time, you can use that to be a better human being, because guess what makes the best entrepreneur? The best human beings. Because a broken person can run a company, but they will run a broken company with a broken culture, and they will mistreat their employees, and they'll mistreat their kids, and they'll mistreat their spouse, and they'll mistreat their board of directors, who will eventually fire them. Yeah. And that's why if you want to be a really good entrepreneur, you want to live to 180, you got to break that cycle. And you have to learn how to feel joy and feel happiness as an entrepreneur.
Okay, so Randy's last question is, and I know I'll just ask it for you, Randy. He wants to live to 190, and he's got a real problem with your theory.
No, honestly, Dave has inspired me, and he doesn't know this, but the thing is, I know Dave's inspiring millions of people around the globe. He has a huge following. Dave, for them to get a hold of you, like, I mean, I've heard you speak on stages, but just being here with you one-on-one, like, you're the real deal. And it's so awesome to see you so passionate about human performance, because honestly, that is what it's all about. And I love just one thing about gratitude. Like, that's so huge, just to be able to sleep a little bit better about being grateful. I'm grateful for your passion, because I'm going to live to be longer because of you.
He's going to live to be longer. And I'm just not sure about that, but we'll let that pass. It seems to me, I just met you this for the first time, but Randy's known you, and a lot of people have said that you have changed immensely. So I look forward to following what you're going to do. Maybe you can help me. Where do they find your podcast, and what is it called? It's called Bulletproof Radio.
Yep.
The new book coming out is called?
Game Changers.
Okay, the first book you wrote?
I would recommend The Bulletproof Diet and Headstrong.
Okay. And bulletproof.com. I want to try some of that coffee.
And if people are into Instagram, I'm dave.asper on Instagram. And I post a lot of the real stuff that I do on a regular basis. Lots of stories. Because everyone has a public persona and all that. And bottom line is, we're all just people. But if you can do a few things a little bit better, you get that compounded interest over time. And that's part of that living to 180. The rest of it is stem cells and technology. And I talk about all that too.
Dave Asprey, I'm Alan Taylor. Randy Garn, thank you again for introducing me to yet another amazing man that is going to make us both longer or taller or grow longer, grow taller, grow older. That's what it is.
There you go.
I can't remember because I've got memory problems.
Dave Asprey, human performance ninja.
Exactly. All right, Dave, thank you very much. It's really great meeting you. Really appreciate it. All right, that's about it for this hour of the show. I'm Alan Taylor, and Randy, thank you. Randy Garn from Scipio. From Alaska, that's about it for this hour. We're going to be back next week with another hour of the show here from Alaska. So many great entrepreneurs at the Genius Network from Joe Polish. We'll see you next week on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.